CEF Mobile.
KN4 TFW. You might not want to go down the interstate.
I was just about to get off the exit, or get on the entrance ramp.
I caused it, but it was starting to back up.
So now I see where everybody's got a bunch of brake lights on.
And there's a bunch of cars on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Thing to do with the weather. I was trying to listen to the Greenville Sky Warn. I don't know where the tornado watch or warning was.
I know we're under a flash flood warning. Greenville County is, and it was coming down pretty hard there for a while on the way coming back down from Spartanburg.
Pretty good at work, and by the time I walked out, it was barely doing anything. I wasn't sure, but sounds like I heard him say Cherokee County, so.
It's coming tonight.
Fun. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm sitting here at the drive-thru at the clock, and that day was good. And that, how about yours?
I finally started catching up about 2 or 3 o'clock. I thought it was funny. I had like 860-something text messages and almost 200 emails. It was like, holy crap, I can't go through all this.
You might miss something important.
Emails, and they go in that special folder. I think it's the Delete folder. I put it right there in that one. And the text messages, I just open them and close them and don't read them all.
Yep, and then somebody will say, I told you.
I wore it, and they'll email me again.
They're over here now.
I was just saying there was some wicked looking clouds. What'd you say?
Yeah, it was thundering over here.
I was going to go the back way to 295 and get back on the interstate, but I believe I'm just going to go 292 all the way home.
It's a multiple route you can take.
Play that. Here are my 22, going on 23 years. I've learned a couple different routes to take. It'll be pretty bad this evening.
Checking out, like, the bad part, the worst part of the thunderstorms and that are coming tonight.
Last couple days, it's been fairly bad. I mean, tornado touchdown in Spartanburg, and now we've had some rough thunderstorms come through, and like I said, the way they're talking on the Greenville Sky Warn, it sounds like they either had rotation, I don't know if anything touched down or not, but they definitely had some rotation up either towards Cherokee or Shelby.
Not that bad there yet.
Guys, and I guess I'll just leave it on the Greenville Sky Warn all night. Supper for you and the wife from the clock, or just you tonight?
If I haven't made it up to the speaker yet, but I don't know. There's a car two in front of me is just sitting there, and there's nobody obviously in front of them. I don't know what the deal is.
Hell, nowadays we went to Arby's yesterday on the way home, pulled up the drive-thru. And they were like, oh, we're short-handed, you'll have to come inside. Be like, God dang it. Either everybody's too short-handed and they don't have anything but a drive-thru, and this is just total opposite.
Yeah, usually just close the inside and leave the drive-thru open.
Surprised me. It's a total opposite. I don't know if it's because it was connected to a Love's or what, but I don't know. It just didn't really make sense to me, but, you know, we ended up doing what we had to do.
Coming down now.
There's big old huge raindrops hitting the windshield now.
They're KN4 TFW. Hey, let me go for a minute here and place the order, and I'll be back with you.
And KO4 CEF.
TFW.
KO4 CEF.
Cheeseburger plate, half and half, and then Mama wanted a bacon cheeseburger.
Two really good choices.
On it at the speaker, and man, it was coming to flood.
Yeah, when your car and all your electronics are getting wet while you're trying to put in an order.
I had to leave it cracked a little bit till I could hear somebody was at the speaker. And all the time it's, you know, pouring in.
Just fixing some kind of meatballs or something tonight. I'm supposed to be trying to eat low carb again. Good. I just don't know what kind of size I'm going to get. Might just be eating meatballs. Ain't no telling.
We had some roast turkey with some sweet potatoes and like fried apples. It was pretty good. KN4 TFW.
Fried apples. Well, man, if you do it in your cast iron, and everything for a while will taste like fried apples.
And with them, they go with about everything, don't they?
Pretty much, but I think she had done some fried apples, and you know, that flavor just kind of lingered in the cast iron. And then she had done some kind of corn after that, like, you know, might have been a week or two later. And it just had that fried apple taste. You were like, this is a really weird flavor to this corn. And it took us a little while to put it all together.
Phone Cherokee County, tornado warning till 5:30.
I can't remember all the places that he was rambling off. I mean, there's still places under warning. I don't know. But I can see it with this weather. Like I said, there's some funky-looking clouds that kind of make you wonder.
I was talking to Mama when she was driving home. She got off late, and it popped up a message on her, you know, on her dash there that there was some warnings, and then it allowed you to touch the screen and actually see the radar on the dash in the car. I didn't know it would do that.
I haven't seen that. What's Santana doing? I know you're talking about you made a couple contacts this weekend. Are you going outside turning it manually, or are you just leaving one where it's at?
Manually a few times. Yeah, Arkansas was having a party, so I turned it mostly towards Arkansas. And I got 8 or 10 contacts, 50 watts. And then I turned it towards El Paso and got it parked down there. And then that made my 40 was headed north and south. So I heard them people at the Ham Fest, the POTA booth at the Ham Fest. So I made some contacts there. I heard some people, they were down in the gorge in North Carolina there between Asheville and East Tennessee. And they were testing out some antennas, and they were getting out good from down in the valley.
I wonder if they were trying like an MBIS setup to be able to get up and out.
And they were at several different places trying to see what, you know, what they could accomplish. But they were doing good where I was.
How'd your vertical set up with your two different brackets? How did that work out?
Not up yet. I had to order some connectors. I ordered them from the wire man, and it's like, man, they should have just been here like next day. But then it dawned on me, he probably went to the Ham Fest in Dayton. And then, so they didn't even, you know, they didn't get back till Monday. He shipped it out Tuesday, so I got him yesterday. So I guess if I get a break in the weather this weekend, I'll hook him up and then get everything tuned up and check it. And then I'll go ahead and bring your meter back.
That's, I ain't in no hurry. I mean, like, I use it all the time. It's just there whenever I need it.
Yeah, I bought me a T, so I'm going to try to see if I can do it with a T. If not, I'll have to put a switch in it.
Everything's just, all you're doing is tuning up, and it's working good?
Bands that I have up, 75, 40, 20, and 15, and that, I just hit the tune, and it's like, you know, 1.1. The highest one has been about 1.4.
Regular SWR before you tune it, or what is it before you tune it?
I don't guess I checked it before I tuned it, but it was low to start with. Most of them were well below 2 after I got them adjusted with the meter, KN4 TFW.
So I really think that kind of proves the theory of, you know, the signal's going to go to where it has the least amount of impedance, you know, because it was... Yeah, it's going to be high on different ones and whatnot, so I think that goes a long way to show that, you know, as long as you have something that it'll match to, you don't really need a switch or anything special. KO4 CEF.
I had my tuner a little while, you know, 10 or 15 seconds to get it tuned in, and this thing now, it's really quick, so it must not be real far off.
Well, glad everything's working out. I can't wait to you get the whole thing set up and see if that's still true. I hope it is. Because, I mean, like I said, that still just kind of proves that theory that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a switch as long as you've got an antenna that's resonant or at least, you know, has the least amount of impedance.
Well, anyway, Annette, we'll see. Although, you know what I mean, if two of the bands were, like, close to each other in frequency, you needed to make sure that they were 90 from each other so that it didn't affect each other.
Because if it could be a little resonant on a certain frequency, then you need it at a different angle so it doesn't affect it. I mean, I think that completely makes sense.
Yeah, like if you had 20 and 17, they needed to be 90 from each other.
Interesting. I like that it worked out. Like I said, in my head, it reminded me of, like, you see the fan dipoles. It's 1 feed point, and then you have each fan that it transmits on that just fans off of that. You don't have to do anything special to it.
Andrew, so you know how, Patrick, so you know how a hamstick is made? You know, it's got a load coil, and then you got some kind of whip to tune it. If you took two of the load coils, let's say 280 meters, and put them together, and then put the tuning whip on the end, would that make it get resonant on 160? Or am I just thinking wrong?
And what you mean? I don't know. I mean, I guess if you had enough 80-meter antenna, that would make sense. But I really don't know. I'd have to. I really got to think that out in my head.
It's got a fiberglass piece with a load coil, and then it's just got a whip. And each end of the fiberglass piece is, you know, it has a male 3H24 on one end and a female 3H24 on the other. What would happen if you hooked two of the fiberglass pieces together with, you know, 280 load coils on it and then put a whip in the end?
Interesting to see, although I think you would have to almost double the whip length, right? Because it's part of the, you know, from the coil, then you have this long whip, right? I mean, they're usually several feet themselves, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, about 4 foot long, and then you just keep, you know, sliding it in or out to get what you want. I just was thinking out loud.
Way to find out.
I hear you on that, KN4TFW. In a minute, I'm going to have to drive under this awning, and I know the antenna won't work there, so I'll be gone for a minute or two.
I finally made it to, I guess I'm in Duncan now, and I'm just waiting to get on 292. I can head on home. It should be a fairly straight shot. I hope there's no washed out roads or nothing.
RIM, end for MRY. 4RIM, end for MRY. For MRY monitoring.
Have some different help in the restaurant, or they're way short-handed because it's never taken this long.
Name it off.
Minute.
4CEF, stand by.
KFW.
Heavier rain here now. A little more brake lights on 292. KO4CEF.
On the interstate, headed over towards Lyman. For some reason, man, the traffic was terrible on Way Hampton coming towards me.
Yeah, people don't know how to drive, or either they drive too stupid, or they just throw caution to the wind.
No matter what the conditions are.
Really bad flooded roads on the way home.
One time was down in the southern part of the state over there on I-95, the interstate was flooded, and you had to go down the access road, and it left one lane. If you straddled the center line, you could keep out of the water, and then I heard a little, right after we went through there, they closed it.
Spartanburg, a couple different areas, but I know, like, 176 headed in, you get up underneath one of those bridges, and it would just flood bad. They finally raised everything up and made it a lot better. I don't think it does it anymore, but it used to be horrible when you had real bad rain. This Greenville Sky Warning, he just keeps throwing out different names with tornado warnings.
It used to be pretty bad.
X.
KO4 CEF.
Good evening, KN4 TFW. Unfortunately, I'm pulling in subdivision, so I'm about to say 73 to you guys, and hope you guys get home safe and that, and I hope you had an awesome day, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Get in, Ken. Just leave then. No, not kidding. I had a good day. So, be safe. I'll talk to you later. 73s. And Andrew, I'll be around for a while. KO4 HKX.
Send the wife and enjoy supper, Ken. Hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. 73-KO4-CEF. How you doing this evening, Patrick?
I'm heading home.
Did I hear the Greenville Sky Warning? They keep throwing out names in North Carolina as well. I just don't know if they're your way or not.
Transylvania County, Henderson County, that's pretty much me.
Tennessee's is coming on and giving an update, so it can't be good.
On getting ready to get back on 101 just north of Greer, and it looks pretty dark heading home, so I'm sure it's going to be a fun trip.
Tilted right now. I told Ken there were some gnarly looking clouds a little while ago. I mean, they're just rough looking, but now I'm in the rain, I can't see nothing.
Radar there a minute ago while some guys were on the truck shopping, and it doesn't look good.
So it's supposed to be worse this evening? Is that what you heard?
That's what I've heard.
Just keep it on the Greenville Sky Warning all evening.
Thanks.
Wasn't too bad. I told Ken. My wife had to bring me my phone. I forgot about it. I told my boss, man, I was so excited to come back to work, I forgot my phone. When I finally looked at it, I had like 860-something text messages from work. And when I opened my laptop this morning, I was like, had 200-plus emails that I had to go through. Like, holy crap. That's the only downside of taking time off.
I wonder if it's worth taking any time off.
Sometimes I'll take the laptop or phone with me, but I didn't want to do that this time. I didn't want to check on it or hear it or nothing. So a little longer trip, I might do it just so I can get in there and delete emails and stay on top of stuff just a little bit.
If you're going longer, that's understandable, but just for the weekend, it's hard to justify that. You want some time to yourself.
Inadvertently check it, and then I'll start down a rabbit hole, and 30 minutes or an hour later, I finally get off the phone or whatnot. So I just try to avoid it as best as possible.
I mean, we went to Pigeon Forge this past weekend. I turned the ringer off on my phone, and the only thing that would come through is my watch will vibrate and let me know there's a phone call or a text message, and I look at it, and I decide if I want to ignore it or not. That was the extent of me using the phone, and that way if the wife wanted to get a hold of me, if we were separated for some reason, that was it.
I remember the picture. I don't remember if I ever asked where y'all were at. Was that like a pirate show or something?
Yeah, it's that pirate show that's in Pigeon Forge, and it's at Myrtle Beach.
Same thing or not? How was it?
Okay.
Talk about doing it every once in a while, just because we've never taken the boys to one of those dinner shows, but, man, those things get expensive quick. You know, one person, not bad. Two gets a little pricey, but when you start talking about four people, full price, like, holy crap.
Know how much it was. The wife booked it, and I just showed up.
I love going to the mountains in Pigeon Forge up in Sevierville, but man, it's just like you just hand out wads of cash the whole time you're there.
I'll go over there and not spend $1,000 for the weekend with room and food and doing any kind of shopping or anything.
Did, not this year, but I think it was last year, year before last. We went up there for our anniversary, took the boys with us, and, you know, there's nothing you can do without spending money, hardly, unless you just go riding through the mountains, but, you know, the boys would have got bored of that after a while, so It's just like every time I turned around, I was just handing out wads of cash.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and with your boys wanting to ride the rides and play the video games and the shopping that they want to do or eating, you know, that kind of stuff, it's going to get expensive quick. My son, and we used to go over there when my son was younger, and yeah, it would get real expensive in a hurry.
I know how much we spent to go, because we did, since it was in January, we wanted to go up to Over Gatlinburg, so we rode the tram up, and I think we ended up eating up there, which is, God, that was stupid expensive, but, so we ate up there, and who knows what else we did, and, I mean, it was fun, I enjoyed it, but, yeah, it was, I hate how much we spent just in that one thing in Gatlinburg, KO4CEF.
Sometimes I don't even ask, I just show up and don't worry about it.
That, for me, it's the opposite, though. I would probably do it. You know, I'm one of those where it's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to spend the money and do it. And the wife will be more like, eh, you know, it just costs this much money, and she'll end up talking me out of it most of the time. But yeah, we keep talking about it, even when we go to the beach, you know, Dixie Stampede or, you know, the Pirates Voyage or whatever. Because I think the boys would love it, but, man, it was so expensive.
Probably would. It was a good show. And they'll get to eat with their hands and play with their food while they're eating. And so, I mean, you know, all the things boys like to do.
After that, I know, God, it was been forever ago when they had medieval times. I don't even know if it's still at the beach, but I remember going to that. I probably went to it two or three times because it was, I enjoyed it. It was a good show, and, you know, the food wasn't bad, and, you know, it overall, so I know at some point in time we're going to have to take the boys for they just get too old to worry about it.
I think they would enjoy it, especially at the age they're at now. There's lots of stuff that they would enjoy, and it's geared toward them, so I'd say take them.
Do that sometime, because I know, so I don't know that we're going back in June or July. So I think we're going to try to plan a lot longer trip. I told the wife I'd love to go like a week, maybe a little more than a week, and just stay down there. I think I would really enjoy that.
That would be fun. I'm not much of a beach person, so that's not my thing. But the week off sounds really good.
I'm going to plan it out. I just like going and just relax and sit by the ocean. I tell my wife, if I make it to retirement age, you know, we're going to somehow figure out a way to just live at the beach, a good beach, and then just come home every once in a while and see the boys.
A piece of land down there, or, you know, like a little trailer park, or put your camper in, and or rent a trailer or whatever, and leave it down there. Stay down there and keep the house here and come visit.
Kind of what I was thinking. I told her, you know, we'd downsize the camper or something, or, you know, maybe even buy a small house down there or whatnot. And I think that'd be an awesome way to do it. I'd love to do it that way. Still got a little while, though, so hopefully I'll make it that far.
Oldest boy?
10 years old, so he'll be 14 here soon.
Much longer.
I know. It won't be long for parents aren't cool, which, you know, we're kind of getting there now, like the last day, full day at the beach, so that was Tuesday. You know, I went fishing in the morning, and then the wife and my youngest came down to the beach, and my oldest was like, nope, don't want to go to the beach at all. Like, it's the last day. He's like, nah, I'd rather stay in the camper. Like, holy crap.
I mean, nothing else. Hormones would be driving that one.
Such a big camper, I don't know if I'd want to keep it long term, you know, once the boys got to where they didn't want to go with us anymore, so I wouldn't mind downsizing a little bit once it's just me and the wife.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a 32-footer with triple slide outs. You know, we ended up getting the bunk is on the back with a slide out for the boys, and then the bedroom for me and the wife's on the front with a slide out, and then you got the main slide out for the living area. And it's, that thing is tall. God, I mean, it dwarfs my old camper I had. And it was just a little 28-foot, but it only had a single slide, and, you know, it was a little more compact, whereas this one just is taller, weighs a lot more. It's just like, God darn.
It's a joy to pull down the road, too, with that pickup truck, isn't it?
I've got this one back and forth yet. So we, my old camper, like I said, we kept it at the beach. So it would already be on site. I had already taken it back and forth plenty of times. The only time I pulled this camper was from the Camping World, which is maybe a mile or two, to the campground where we parked it, and then they put it back in storage for us when we left.
Stayed at one of the campgrounds where they pull it out and set it up for you, and then put it away when you're done.
Exactly what happened. Pull it home. It's going to be fun.
Four or fifth wheel?
Yeah, travel trailer.
Will be fun.
I wanted to make sure I got the truck back up and running full power, because I couldn't imagine pulling that trailer's 10.5 is the gross vehicle weight rating. And it would have been a little bit of a struggle to get it back if the truck didn't have all the power it needed.
At least you don't have to come up slew to grade or anything like that.
Never, ever done that with anything but a pop-up. I wouldn't take my other travel trailer up it, and I definitely won't take this one up it. I believe if I was going to do it, I'd probably go up 25, even though it's a lot longer way around. Because I don't know. I've heard of people blowing their engines trying to get up the hill, and I ain't willing to take that chance.
They blow their engines trying to pull that hill is because they don't know how to keep the foot off the floorboard.
You're probably right. I usually try to take my time. So, well, Patrick, I just pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to get on out while there's a break in the rain for a little bit. And you be safe on your way home, and I guess you enjoy your day off tomorrow. So enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we'll talk at you either over the weekend or next week. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Seven-threes, Andrew. You have a good evening, and maybe I can talk to you tomorrow. KO4HX, and I'm mobile and monitoring.
Or RIM.